You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast, brought to you ad-free with the support of our patrons. Visit mashthosebuttons.com or stay tuned after the show for more details.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dropping Spicy, a Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to Apex Legends, its development, and the community. I'm your fucking... What is that? I just saw these things. I'm your host, Josh Kinder, has a big ego and not much else, also known as Kinder. And I am joined today by Corey Treadway, finally showed up for work, also known as Kurabara.
Hey...
And we are also joined by Matthew Crowell. I am a broken shell of a human being, also known as Exomat. Everything okay at home, bro?
I don't, it sounds really bad out of context, but it made sense in the middle of the match that it was set in.
Oh my God. First of all, we'd like to welcome any first time listeners and first time guests to the stream. If you'd like to become part of the Dropping Spicy community and fill that broken shell of a human being you call a body, please join us at mash.gg/discord, where you can meet the hosts and fellow Apex players. As always, our intro music is brought to you by Rifty Beats. That's R-A-F-T-I. You can find him on YouTube and SoundCloud. And we are live streaming and recording at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday, February the 16th, for release on Wednesday, February the 17th. We have several topics for you guys today. We're going to start off with announcements. Then we're going to move into topic one, Caustic's Town Takeover and the Warlord event. It's kind of self-explanatory here. We got some new information about the next town takeover, and we're going to go over some of that stuff. And then we're going to move into our second topic, our Community Weekend Apex, followed by Quick Tip Corner. It seems to be kind of gaining popularity there. So if you have any tips to submit for Quick Tip Corner, please do, because we're going to run out of tips before long, because we're not good at the game. And then we're going to end things up with our quick topics and questions from the loot bin.
I also have a lot of Q-starting topics for some reason.
I know, right? Call us the QAnon podcast. Just fucking...
Oh, let's not do that. Don't. Let's not do that.
Please, God, no. Oh, man.
Anyway,
let's start off with the announcements. Matt, why don't you take our show announcements?
All right. So first of all, thank you, everyone, for the big turnout for our duos tournament. The Huge. Dropping Spicy. It is fucking massive.
The biggest turnout of all time. Our tournaments are better than anybody else's. Guaranteed.
Sorry.
So yeah,
massive tournament.
Cut. All right. So anyway, we got 50 teams here, 114 players. Now you may notice how that does not add up. That is because we have alternates. Each team is allowed one alternate. Obviously they didn't all, otherwise we would have, you know, 150 players. Anyway, only one winner will emerge to call themselves the Dropping Spicy champions. So this is our third duo tournament. We actually for once met the cap. I think our record before was somewhere in the 20s. And we love when a bunch of teams show up, because I'm not going to lie, there's going to be at least a few teams that don't turn in anything, kind of DNF or whatever you want to call it. So
I wasn't even aware we had a cap.
We don't, but Tournament, the website we use to help signups.
Okay.
Help Crazy and Geo sane-ish. Sane-leaning, maybe, is the right term.
If it keeps hitting cap, we might have to relook into that.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you everyone for showing up. We look forward to clapping your cheeks / being clapped by you. And basically, there are a lot of questions people have. Definitely watch Gio's video on how to submit your games. He sent to all your emails, and you can find it in our Dropping Spicy Announcements channel. We will make sure to post this to Twitter as well. There is going to be released shortly a Google Sheet for submitting your four games for the week. And this sheet should also help you figure out which four games you want to submit based on points. They've done a really good job of that so far. Currently, they are double checking it, just running it through a few final tests to make sure there aren't any errors or weirdness going on. You have from now until Sunday night at 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to play. Games must be submitted by 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right. And lastly, make sure to be here again next week live as we reveal the winners. The winners will be receiving 1,000 Apex coins apiece, and the MVP, they may choose a infamous dropping spicy MVP mug, which only, what, how many people have this? Four? Five?
Actually, I think less than that. People have it.
Yeah.
I think someone won it twice or three times. I think less people
yeah.
have it.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's only a couple of these out there, a few of these out there, and you can choose between that or 2,000 Apex coins, which is no joke. Get some Apex swag. And please check out our community poll in the Discord. It releases 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Friday and stays open until midnight the following Tuesday. So, yeah.
Yes, sir.
And be sure to leave feedback on that every week because they like to read your feedback on the show, too.
Yeah, and you may even get featured if you post a good question. You may get it posted in the next one. And thank you to Crazy and Geo for all their work on that. And one last thing before I breathe. No, I'm joking. literally the world's saddest drum roll. But keep an eye on the Dropping Spicy VODs and streams channel because people will be streaming their gameplay for the tournament as they do it. And let us know. We'll give you a shout out and have people come watch you. So
absolutely.
Check it out, folks.
I did post a pin earlier in the Discord. You know, if you guys haven't done it yet, and you do stream your content, you know, don't be afraid. Don't post it in the general or the Dropping Spicy channel. Post it in the VODs and streams thing. But yeah, you can, every time you start a stream, you can post one time. Like, just fucking post that shit. Don't at everybody or anything like that. But yeah, post that shit. And I would really, really like it if everybody that's streaming raids another person that's also streaming in the tournament too. That way we get like a raid train going. Yeah, we get a lot of people from within the Discord that watch each other, including us three, the host.
Yeah.
And we always rate somebody after the podcast stream as well. It's a good way for us to add you and follow you and stuff, too, because otherwise we may not find you if we don't know you stream. We're not looking for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, and there's a good half. And definitely go check out that even after the tournament, because there's a good at least half dozen of us that stream
Pokemon.
Excuse me. slip there. But that stream Apex content many times a week, if not daily. Now, if you are going to post your stream that is not playing Apex content, please post that in the community broadcasts section of the Mash Those Buttons Discord.
Right.
Yes, sir.
All right, boys. So let's move on into our first topic. Kurabara, you want to take us through topic one?
Actually, I want Matt to take this over because he's the one who actually did the most research on it.
Well, fuck you. All right, Matt. You're going straight into it tonight.
All right. So credit to Water for this one. If you don't know, go watch a video. You'll know. One of the folks that I don't know if he specifically does find the leaks or just synthesizes the information and shares it. But they definitely get a lot of information out there and pass it on to everyone. So, excuse me. Basically, coming up soon is the new and much anticipated by our co-host Kinder over here, Caustic Town Takeover. Water treatment is finally going to get some love. It's been a while. It's been kind of stagnant for a long time, just awkwardly hanging out there at the edge. And I'm excited to see what they do with it.
Yeah, I think besides like swamps and runoff, those are one of the few areas that has not been touched.
Yeah.
I guess market also has not been touched, but that's a...
Yeah, there's definitely some spaces that haven't, but they're at least close to action. I feel like... Anyway, water treatment's finally getting some love. There are going to be multiple teasers released beforehand, much like, I don't know how many of you caught the Horizon teasers for this season coming out, talking about her son, etc. There are going to be teasers coming out February 23rd, 25th, 27th, and March 1st. Now, spoiler alert, gonna ruin it a little bit. I don't know if you enjoy finding them on your own or just going where we tell you to go and finding them that way. That's not gonna lie how I roll. But anyway, spoiler alert now for the next at least minute or two. So before I get to that, there are going to be 10 to 12 foot tall cylindrical tanks around the map. Only confirmed locations are near the echo camps. They appear to have touch pads. Hopefully they will do something, but they are new and seem to be related to the caustic event. So the first teaser is going to be below the watchtower diving board. There's that little building by the new metal bridge. It's going to be right there.
Which watchtower? Is this the south tower or the north tower?
I believe it's the north tower by cave.
Okay.
No, wait, I'm tripping. I'm sorry.
Is it the south tower by repulsor?
I want to say it's the one by containment.
Okay, so that would be the north tower then, yeah.
Yeah, the north tower. I could be wrong, however, and it could be the other one by repulsor. And I misspoke earlier. These are the placements of the tall cylindrical tanks. They're going to be at watchtower below the diving board, at crash site, and at Lagoon Crossing. Lagoon Crossing is... I'm still getting used to these new names that aren't on the big maps, but I believe that is the place on containment, or below the watchtower that is across from containment.
I think that's correct.
Yeah. There are two confirmed logs. So the first log location is a Humbert Labs phone. Both of them are. A little, like, Palm Pilot iPhone size thing. Oh, God, that aged me brutally.
I also understand that, so...
Yeah, yeah. Bad. So there's the new building near containment. At one of the two entrances to the building, there's two stacks. They kind of look like little Pelican cases, kind of stacked up, and the phone's going to be on top of them. The containers are blue with the phone on top. And... okay, so yeah, so it's in Lagoon Crossing in between Crash Site and Artillery. I'm sorry, I was totally wrong there.
But in between Crash Site and Artillery. Yeah, that is different. I know what
you're Lagoon Crossing. Now. One of the small buildings there, it's going to be right inside one of the doors. It is going to be, and I'm butchering this so badly. Okay, there is one near containment side doors of the building in Lagoon Crossing. There is another in between Crash Site and Artillery on top of two stacked boxes. There we go.
Also, let you know, these are all technically leaks, so some of this stuff could possibly change. It might be a bit different when it actually gets released. But so far, a lot of these, especially from, like, I think it was for water, you said, have been pretty much on the nose, so.
And his YouTube username is WaterGotHim, and Twitter as well, I believe. But anyway, so, yeah. Should be interesting. I'm excited. I kind of hope that the tanks do something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they would do. But, like, imagine if they just let out a big old caustic rip, you know?
Yeah. Like that's the one thing I was wondering for. Like, a lot of these town takeovers, they try to incorporate something that's, like, not exactly the legend, but something from their kit. Like, the last one with Pathfinder had his zip lines. Yeah, the jump pads for Octane's gauntlet.
The big scan from Crypto?
Yeah, the big scan from Crypto. What in caustic kit do you think they might have? Is it just going to be like the gas with no damage, just a little bit of blinding, or because they don't want to be like they don't you like to put something in there that's like detrimental too much to people that are like enemy teams, like nothing that does damage. Mm-hmm, unless I'm forgetting, I guess the only one that's like has damage would be Bloodhound. That's NPC, so not sure. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure either. It's going to be interesting to see what the hell they do. Honestly, I don't think that they're going to be using a whole lot of gas or anything because, you know, it's not really a fun time to play against.
No, frustrating would be
right.
Understatement.
So I don't know. I think they have something up their sleeves. I don't know what. I'm assuming they're going to do like go the lore route mostly. Mm-hmm. And maybe have like some, maybe you can like see some Easter egg, like some surveillance from, you know, when caustic broke out and everything and, or killed the people in the lab and all that shit. I don't know exactly what they're going to do. It's going to be interesting to see for sure.
What do you think about something where you like similar to the Bloodhound trials, you have to go through gas to get a reward or something like that?
That would be interesting. I kind of had that idea, whenever we did the interview, or most recent one, but I don't know. It sounds cool on paper, but it sounds like a chore IRL. And like, if it's just loot, then it's like, eh, you know.
Yeah, I was just curious why they specifically chose water treatment to be the location of it, besides it not being touched. Is it because it almost seems like a lab setting? It could be changed to a lab setting, or that they could put canisters that, like, I mean, it doesn't hurt you, but you can see maybe a giant one showing his gas, or maybe his gas being created. I'm not 100% sure.
Maybe they'll go the underground route.
I'm mostly thinking they did it because the water treatment hasn't changed, like, at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they just, like, pick random places and they're like, yeah, this place hasn't changed in a fucking while. Let's do something.
But yeah, I'm curious to see where that takes us. Anyway, the warlord.
So it looks like we're getting some new skins for Bloodhound and Horizon. Looks like a new special kind of loot tick for the event as well. And looks like legendary skins for Loba, Gibby, Caustic, Crypto, Rampart, Revenant, Watson. Got some epics for Watson, Octane, Caustic, for the Wingman, Charge Rifle, Peacekeeper, Alternator, and Triple Tick. New badges, of course. And the big thing, looks like Bangalore's getting an heirloom.
Yeah,
and it's like a straight up, what do you call that kind of blade? It's like the curved blade. Kukiri?
I think that's right. The curved blade. Kind of.
Although it's got a bottle opener in the middle.
Kind of weird notch. It does look like a bottle opener.
She's like, let me get your beer for you. Gotcha. Here you go, Holmes. Right.
And then she pops her head off just like she did the beer cap.
Just pops your head off and pours the beer down your throat.
Oh my god. Some Duke Nukem shit right there.
Dude, that'd be a hell of a finisher.
Rip off your head and shit down your neck.
Some fucking Mortal Kombat shit.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious with this warlord event, since the person who destroyed the King's Canyon was a warlord. Will she have anything tied into this? Some kind of either event kind of thing that's tied into that, or just something in the comic about it.
Or is it going to be Bangalore lore?
Could
Bangalore.
That's my kind of joke, man. What the heck?
You son of a bitch.
I've been well behaved for now. So I'm starting to get comfortable.
But yeah, definitely got some new skins, heirloom for Bang, and some custom Warlord's loot tick theming as well.
Yeah. It's coming hot off of the back of another event, though, so that's going to be interesting.
That's actually how this entire year's been. We've been like event after event after event, so it's not like they're trying to keep us a little busy the first start of this year.
Right, I mean, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
I would like it if the special loot tick theming, if they did that more often for like the in-game loot ticks or during some of the maps that don't usually have loot ticks during event that just have like them randomly coming in there.
That would be pretty cool. I'd like to see it. But all right. You know, moving to our weeks in Apex.
Sure.
All right. Big shout out to random player Scorpio Jeep for a fucking hard ranked carry. This fucking dude did, in our match we had, he did 3,243 damage, got 16 kills to Kura's 2 kills with 671 damage, and my 0 kills to 915 damage. And I didn't put this, but in parentheses, better damage than Kura.
Yeah, I put that in because it was true.
That was the hardest fucking carry. We couldn't stop the guy. He was like, you know, lone wolf fucking... sweaty motherfucker. What was he even playing? Pathfinder?
He was playing Pathfinder. It was a good match. Literally, we didn't really stop. It was nonstop movement and constant repositioning, which is the way you're supposed to play Apex, which was
hardcore aggro. Of course we're fucking loot goblins, so
I wasn't. That was Kinder, which got him killed later on.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hey, you know, I mean, I got some good items out of it, even if I didn't get to use them.
That's the problem. Yeah, I got items, but I'm dead.
Oh man, and the fucking epic rat from Mr. Exomat here.
hey right, that's another game I want to feature today. Good lord, all that for 16. Hey, I got y'all a lot of RP though.
Yeah, that was a good RP.
It was good because like during this match, Kinder is like, it's like a, like we're going through like looting something, all of a sudden I see an Arcstar throw it on the replicator. I'm like, shit guys, run, people are on us.
Mm-hmm.
They just freaking destroy me and Kinder. Like, I get on the roof, I snipe a guy, break his shields. He looks at me and just two shots through the wingman. I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
He, He had no fear that his shield broke. He's like, I'm going to kill you anyways.
I was you not said, about
Hello,
that.
Motherfucker.
I am so close to gold three, and I'm committed to getting to plat this season for the first time. So,
yeah, well, now that I'm not sick, I'm actually going to be able to play, which is nice.
Yeah, like, for real.
I would probably be even like higher in gold or close to plat if I had just taken a week off to just sleep in bed.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So I did the biggest rotation I think I've done in this game.
Oh, went yeah, from the extra thick rotation.
what do you call where we were? It was back behind airport. Let me, I got my
mind. We were in runoff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We moved through Spotted Lakes.
I went to Spotted Lake to containment to in between Bunker and the Cage up on the, and then back to Market to Salvage to Mirage Voyage and then back to Gauntlet.
Yeah, and you took it was funny, you like the way the ring was closing, it was weird during one of the last rings. It closed off most of Mirage Voyage except for a slither. So Matt's just hanging over there in the hot tub, just going, well, just switching teams, just dying, just dropping until it's like the last three. It's like, oh, guess it's ring's closing, time to leave.
Looking at the I did not know that art was there, so thank you for pointing that out. There is some stunning Mirage art in Mirage Voyage in the back half, so definitely take a moment to smell the roses and enjoy it.
Yeah, that was actually nice. God. since we did get a chance to use it, usually when we're fighting, the sun's like, there are paintings here. I don't know if those are new. They probably aren't. I didn't know he had paintings all over the walls. It makes sense.
I knew he had paintings, Mirage. But I never looked at them. Like, stop and look at the Mirage paintings in there, particularly Mirage's face. I'm not going to spoil it for you. Just do it next time you're over there. It's great. It's good.
I have literally hundreds of drops on Mirage Voyage, and I did not have any clue that those were there. So that makes me happy. I
just never fucking looked at it. It's just a nice little detail. I also really, really want that painting for, like, my wall.
Mm-hmm. Put it on the ceiling above your bed.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that points out to a lot of things in this game. There's a lot of cool stuff. They put so much work in the details. But we're so mm-hmm. busy killing each other, we don't notice.
Right.
But I actually want to make some parallels to it's a lot like GTA 5. There's a lot of that too. Like it is just as detailed. Now, usually you're busy in GTA, same thing. Stealing cars, running over people, shooting random strangers that are enjoying their everyday life, and there's all this backstory and hidden stuff everywhere, and it's the same in Apex. So
very right. true. And before we head off, I have like two good stories for my duos match with Rex Strider last night. We had two wins last night, one on Kings Canyon, one on Olympus, and both of them we won due to high ground advantage. It was amazing. Like during one fight, the way the ring closed, it closed right below Cage. Into that new bridge area that has a building. Me and Rex took this little cliff over there and watched down. We know there were three teams. We couldn't find the third team, so we're just like, they kept trying to take pot shots at us and just kept missing. It's like, all right, I have like 16 shield cells because I had a huge backpack and the weapons I'm using did need a lot of ammo. And I hit them a little bit, kept getting my shields to red.
Yeah.
The nice thing is, when the ring started closing into the final ring, this team of a Lifeline and a Revenant used their ghost ability, rush us up the hill. And we just 99 them to death. Then they tried to keep running at us because the ring's closing in on them. Once again, we still have high ground advantage, so we just break their shields. I knock one of them. The Lifeline tries to go to res the Revenant. I slide down, kill them. This Caustic, like, Rex didn't follow me. He stayed up there to watch my back just in case something bad happens. A Caustic tries to throw his gas canister at us up the top, and the tree on the top ground saves our butt. And the tree takes the gas. And we're like, Caustic right there! I finish the one team, take their red shields, finish off the Caustic, and we win.
Beautiful.
But on Olympus, we're down to, like, we did a bunch of good rotations and killed quite a few squads. But the ring's closing around Estates. And there's only two squads, me and another one. I see them on the top build, the highest point in Estates. And I'm like, shit, we need to get there. We need that high ground. How are we going to get there? All of a sudden, a world drop drops down there. And I'm like, if they go for that world drop, I'm using my Octane jump pad and get that top ground. and take it over. And like the idiots, they did that. They both jumped off the high ground of that building. So me and Rex take my jump pad, take the thing. They try to get repositioning back to the high ground, and we just mow them down. It's like Horizon dead. The fuse is like, oh shit, my buddy's dead. How am I going to save him? I break his shield. Rex slides over and kills him. I'm like, thanks. Thanks for giving us the high grounds. Thanks for giving us that win. I appreciate that.
They obviously don't watch enough Star Wars.
Right.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah, like all my wins are just keeping the high ground.
Man. Speaking of shout outs, shout out to Whiskey Sticks for our games last night. So suffice it to say, we were both inebriated beyond fucking belief. I mean, we were absolutely fucking toasted. Like, it was so bad. Like, barely able to communicate or talk toasted. And I have no fucking clue. We just kept winning fights. I don't know how. It was just like, you know, we're one up on a team, like, hey, there's a fight over there. All right, cool. One tap, these motherfuckers like, hey, nice, dude, nice. Hey, let's push it.
I think the part of the reason that might work is a lot of things I see that kills a lot of us in our games is overthinking the situation.
I guess
just
so.
Committing to it.
I don't know, man, but we were just like, we were going ham. Like, you know, we had our fair share of, you know, asses handed to us moments. But we did end up getting a dub with a decent amount of kills and everything. And a couple of other games with good kills and, you know, no win or something like that. But like, Jesus, now I know why so many like high level FPS guys are just fucking straight up stoners. Like, it seems like a lot of the really like the best people that I know are fucking stoners. I used to know this kid who was like top level Gears of War player. And he just all he did all day, every day, just fucking, I never saw him sober. Don't do drugs, kids. Oh man.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought Gears of War only had, I didn't know they had online play.
Oh dude, it was really? A huge community.
Online was like the biggest part of Gears. It's so much fun.
I was never a Gears guy. I only played it for the first time in maybe like 2015 or something.
Oh man, they had really, really good multiplayer. Super competitive too. All right.
I had some fun games. I think the only really, well, I had a blast playing with
yourself.
Lioness. you know, that's just kind of depressing at this point. Oof. But you know,
same though.
Wipes too. No. But. With Ben, Bullseye Benson, and Lion is Lion and a what? I don't know. I just call him Lion. But I was a little crackhead Octane. Lion was Bloodhound, would see like footsteps going off somewhere and a jump head and sick him. We'd gun him down. Somebody would run away. We'd chase him down. But the best duos match I had was with Ben so far. And that was going to be a big game. But unfortunately, we got like fourth partied. We had 9 kills and 2k damage, though, at 8 squads left. Would have been a hell of a game.
Oof.
But unfortunate.
It feels happens. Bad, man.
Yeah.
Like, I've had many matches this week during this duos. I've had a lot of fun at the duos event. Mm-hmm. Like, on top of my good matches, I've had a lot of them where I'm just like, I get way too thirsty for those kills. And I'm like, I should keep the placement. But I'm like, no, I've got to get these kills.
Kills. Kills.
Once you get that moment where you just get so thirsty, you make such bad decisions.
Right, right.
Wait, do people have moments that aren't like that?
Yes, there are some times where it's like, hold on, let's not go over here. Like, one time
I have one match. One match like that.
Nice.
Today.
Oof. All right. And one of our Discord members, our beloved Agent 101, submitted a game of the week for him too, and he says I typed a literal fucking essay. So here we go. He says, yes. Clutch of the week. So I was grinding ranked, losing a lot, so I said fuck it and jumped into a game of pubs with Octane. We followed a team to crash site and landed on a purple shield in 99, shred two guys. My teammates moaned. Wait, what? My two teammates moaned the last guy to death? Wait.
I think maybe it moaned.
It's still like
Let me. Hey, there's one guy left. Let me get a. Oh yeah.
That's one of the few times, Kender. That's actually another probing statement.
It's beautiful.
Continue on, though, my friend.
I'm sorry, Agent. I had to do it to him. It says a little later after looting some more, Horizon popped up, got shredded. We tried to find more teams, but nobody showed up. After two quick fights, we rotated the edge of artillery because Ring was pushing in. Heard some gunshots by capacitor, so threw down jump pad and jumped to the top of the pipes. Cleared out one team, but another one was gatekeeping them. Our Bloodhound rushed to the gatekeeping team, who were in a building, and he managed to down two of them. Revenant was left, so we pushed them hard and killed him. Unfortunately, the Bloodhound was finished by Ring, so we got his banner and stim to the only respawn point left in Ring. Respawned him and got shot at from high ground in the middle with the charge tower. Our Bloodhound made it safely to the building near respawn beacon and got a 45 and a 30-30. So then we rotated to get out of last ring, but both my teammates were idiots and jumped off the edge.
Wait, hold on. Wait, why?
I don't know. This is getting weirder by the minute.
Hold on. Where are they at? Like, why did they jump off the... What?
I don't know.
Okay, continue. I have some questions.
We must continue to find out. I need to know.
He says, I threw down my jump pad and tickled the team in the middle by jumping up and down. Got my teammate's banner, and my teammate said they had a mobile respawn. I took that, too. Put the respawn behind the wall of the beacon in the rig and res them. Right, and then there, the final team showed up and attacks the team in the middle. I waited for two knocks, and we hard pushed the last team. My teammates used themselves as meat shields and even managed to kill one. I beamed one down and used an arc star to stick the other. They were seriously low after that, and they were getting pushed by Ring from behind. So I hit them back into the ring with melee, and the last guy gets killed by
dirty.
Ring.
I love it.
Oh, dirty. Oh,
dude, that's great. We win with six kills match. In total. Yeah. Let me get a... Oh, yeah.
Anyway, apparently, that's the new Kraber soundbite.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Like, this story brings up one thing for me. There have been a lot of, like, I was playing Fuse for a lot at the start of the season, but more and more, I keep drifting back. I just play Octane. I'm having the best of luck in games playing Octane, especially with his new jump pad changes.
That big jump pad energy.
Like, you get it so fast, and it's like so like, okay, we can reposition over here. We can reposition over here. Oh, we're in shitty position. Don't worry. Jump pad over here. We're out of that shitty situation.
And passive heals are so good. I mean, if you have to slow heal with cells, a purple shield, say you're like basically dead. You're one shot, and you win a fight. By the time you slow heal with four cells, you're over halfway healed.
That, and you can chase down most of the enemies. Like, Rave trying to get away. It's like, I can keep up on your faded ass.
Nothing feels better than when they come out of phase and you're like touching them with a mastiff.
Right. Hello, right. Motherfucker.
One shot them.
It's so good. Octane is strong right now for sure.
He's very strong, but good game, Agent.
It's so fun. Sorry, I'm horny for Octane.
No, that's fine, buddy.
Guy. It's all right. We support our LGBT community. Yeah, thank you, Agent, for putting that story in. That was pretty good.
Yeah, and be sure, everybody, if you have stories, please send them to us. We love reading and seeing what you're doing in the game.
Yeah.
And especially, like, just show us the dumbest stuff or even the funniest things. Even if you lose, I want to hear good stories.
Right. Funny is very much appreciated. And again, you can do that at mash.gg/discord. Let's move into our quick topics. So right now there is an infinite loading bug in Apex. So the bug is where you try to load in and it just kind of loads indefinitely until it finally just puts you back at the title screen. Seems to be account specific, as you can create a new account and play. Currently it's affecting people regardless of platform, which meaning it's on both PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. There's really no solution at the moment other than making a new account and waiting. Chris says, go ahead. You can say your little note there.
Yeah, I put here because one of my people who's been hit by this is Death Squad. He's currently been trying to play since the season started and has not been able to play. because his account's stuck in this infinite loading bug. So he's like, I actually want to play Apex this season. I want to try out the new character. He looks cool. I can't play unless I make a new account, which a new account, it means he has to get to earn enough of those the legend coins to buy Fuse unless he wants to pay money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's like bullshit. Like, he literally has to put a ton of time into an account. Doesn't have any of his skins, any of his unlocks, just to play them. And his other account does not get credit for this battle pass. So that's why I was saying, like, I think they should really compensate people who are stuck like this with battle pass levels, maybe some coins, something, because losing a lot, you lose a lot making a new account. You're locked out of a good part of the legends. You can literally just play with the base legends. There's no Octane, Mirage, Caustic, or any of the new or any of the newer legends.
Mm-hmm. Right. As far as I can see in the Trello, I'm not seeing any notes about that yet, which the Trello is not like, you know, end all be all. This is mostly public facing investigation stuff, and they don't always update it. Actually, I don't know if it's updated by the devs directly.
It's just bad when the only solution that they like, you check a bunch of forums, even EA's own forums, and the solution to this problem is just make a new account. I'm like,
right.
No. Yeah, especially if you put money into this.
It's pretty unfortunate. I'm not sure what's going on. My guess is that they're attempting to fix server problems, and when you try to fix server problems, you create new problems. Ask me how I know. You know.
How do you know, Kender?
Oh, man. It seems like every dev drops a database at some point in their life and in their career.
A very quick aside on that. I've heard a lot of people, I can't remember who said it or where I heard it, unfortunately, but a lot of people have been talking about, so say you start playing Apex, you don't feel like spending $40 for the Champions Edition. Excuse me. It's sexy. A lot of people have had ideas about ways to make some of the legends at least temporarily available to new players. So I think that would be a fun idea.
Yeah, kind of like I know like Genshin Impact, it's a different kind of game, but they also have unlockable like things you can packs. They have trials of certain heroes and stuff, and that things like, here, try this out. You get some money, you get some currency, and you get to see how they play. If you'd actually want to buy or try to unlock them, which is nice. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, even just like a weekly, like,
yeah, I was gonna say weekly
one
rotating
legend. Yeah, exactly. Because that would be very attractive to, and I mean, honestly, they'll make more money because
somebody
who's new to the game who just, I didn't spend a penny on this game until like I was level 300 or 250, I think. Like, I didn't, it was the one game I was just going to be good with.
Right.
Was.
speaking of bugs, so Apex player Dirty Skirty has found a bug that allows you to, with any legends, to heal and move at max speed. Instead of making a tutorial on how to exploit it, he posted the bug and is trying to reach respawn so I can patch it out. Thank you for that, by the way. I do appreciate that not being taken advantage of heavily in the game. You know, we all remember season one, the bunny hopping that not everybody knew how to do. It was like integral to the pro scene, too. When the bug is implemented, Bangalore's passive won't activate, but if her passive is already active, then you can use the bug. Octane can maintain his boosted speed while using the bug, so he can heal while getting out fast. Good on Dirty Skirty for working to make respawn aware of it instead of using it as an exploit and putting it out to the public. That's super cool of you, actually, there, Dirty Skirty. I don't know if you're going to hear this or not. But yeah, you know, really, really cool.
He has a YouTube channel, so take a look at it.
Yeah, definitely support that guy. That's the kind of player that we need more of, and rather than people that are like, oh, there's a bug, here's how to fucking take advantage of it and kill all these scrubs and boost yourself to these fucking levels you don't need to be at. You know, shit like that.
He's also very diplomatic about it. He's not like being like, respawn's terrible for this. He's like, hey guys, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Here's it is, see if you can find it.
Right. It's
seriously.
Hey, here's a bug. You know. All right. Apex mobile game is being made in partnership with Tencent. I think we talked about this a little bit before.
Well, before it's like it was mostly like they had a Chinese partner, but there's a little bit more information now. So it's like a little update.
So apparently they've had strong engagement during the past year, boosted by COVID. Apex Legends Mobile to launch within the next 3 or 4 months in China. And Japan is the second largest market for Apex, which seems to have influenced the choice to bring up Apex to Switch, which is the dominant platform there. And Tencent Games also, I believe they've made, or at least had a part of making every big major, or, you know, most of the big major, phone FPSs, haven't they?
They're like one of the biggest companies in the world. And they have their toe in like every company.
Don't they own a large part of Fortnite?
I believe they worked on Fortnite Mobile. I don't know if they've owned a part of it or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to double check on that one, but.
Right. Let's see. Tencent.
They own 40% of Epic Games.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Shit. So okay.
That's big money.
Yeah. They own League of Legends developer Riot Games, 84% stake in Supercell, who has Clash of Clans, 80% of New Zealand's grinding gear games, Path of Exile, 40% of Epic Games, 14% of Glu Mobile. 11.5% of Bluehole, 5% in Activision. Good Lord, there is a ton that these guys are part of.
Like I said, they got their toes in everything.
Right. And they did.
They got a lot more than their toes.
Right, right.
That's true.
They got the whole shaft and balls.
Oh, no.
They also worked on both Fortnite and PUBG Mobile as well. Which are both quality games, as far as mobile goes. So,
yeah, and it makes
excited
a lot of sense.
Like, go ahead.
So it makes sense. Those markets have a lot more prevalence on mobile gaming. It's easier for their license or anything else to use mobile.
Right.
And I mean, if they have all of the amazing port wizards, then they might as well use them, right?
Right.
You know, porting stuff over to mobile.
Right. I mean, I don't know if we're going to get mobile crossplay or anything like that, but shit, I'd play some Apex Mobile just for fuck of it, you know, just for fun.
I hope we don't have crossplay. Holy.
I mean,
although
as long as I'm not team
kids on the Switch.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh man. Curry, you want to take us through the next bits here?
Yeah. As it was released today, we have a new the Gibraltar Edition Legendary Pack for Apex Legends, which is sort of similar to the Pathfinder, the Octane, and the Bloodhound and Lifeline skins, where it's like you spend, I think, like $20, and you get some new skins, a skin for Gibraltar, a weapon skin, which like this one looks like the legendary skin is the King of the Sea, which looks like someone tried to they're going for a Polynesian theme. With a brown and turquoise teal.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Right. It's also a legendary
Instant DMCA
skin.
From fucking Disney right now.
They would. Well, they
totally
absolutely
would.
Fuck
Disney, dude.
Oh, boy.
Fuck Disney right in the pooper. Anyway, continue.
It was also in this pack, there's a legendary devotion skin called Terror of the Deep. It's all like water themed. And ocean themed skins, a Making Waves Gibraltar badge, and a weapon badge for Lone Shark. And as always, 1,000 Apex coins that makes the $20 not so bad, even though I always wait till like $15 or $10 to buy it, so that I basically just pay for the coins and everything else is extra.
It's honestly one of the better Gibraltar skins, though. It's pretty sweet. Like, I would say it's definitely top 10. There's some really good Gibby skins, honestly.
Oh, yeah. He looks like, fucking tough as otherwise shit it would be in this top one, five. Too. Like, it's not a dumb skin. He looks like a badass, like, honestly.
I'm honestly so tilted that his heirloom wasn't the... I know y'all have
shark,
seen the banner
the shark tooth,
with the war club.
Club thing.
Yeah. Wouldn't that have been sick?
I know, like that.
That thing's terrifying.
I don't know why the fuck they didn't go with that. Like, that's such an obvious choice and a badass weapon. Like, why would you not do that? It's traditional. It matches his fucking nationality and everything. Yeah. It's so dope, but they didn't. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I like his heirloom, but it looks like something I would make in the bike shop if there was a zombie apocalypse.
I like all the teeth themes on this on his gun arm and his regular armor.
Yeah, it looks sick, honestly.
Oh yeah, I think the face tattoo is my favorite part, honestly.
Yeah
I didn't, it looks pretty nice. Oh yeah, I didn't even notice that. That's pretty.
That's literally the first thing I noticed.
Yeah, I did not see it.
He looks like, what's that wrestler who had like the facial tattoos? He was a Samoan guy. I can't remember his damn name. Big
not motherfucker. Not The Rock?
No, not The Rock.
Or The Rock's uncles or grandfather.
He was a big dude. Anyway.
Yeah. The Rock's uncle did unspeakable things on the wrestling screen, and we will not talk about them.
No. For a second there, I thought you were going Chris Benoit, and I was like, too soon.
But moving on, we also have a changes that possible changes might be coming to Gold Weapons. As y'all know, we have Gold Weapons come fully kitted, which is fine, except for the sights. Well, so I'm going to get a Gold Weapon. I'm like, can't wait till I find a regular one that's fully kitted because I hate this freaking sight of this gun.
Right.
And many players, including Apex Legends professionals, were saying they like the ability to change sights on certain Gold Weapons, but they aren't using something that gives them a disadvantage because a lot of those hollow ones, like some people do enjoy them. For me, they're just, it feels weird. I like to have the HCOG versions of the sights. But, and actually one of the person online put a, can't read my own writing for some reason right now.
So
you're on typing.
He's actually talking about Josh Medina, who is, what is his actual role? I think he's a producer at Respawn.
But what I was trying to say before is there was a Cloud9 Jamerson's PVPX tweeted at him like a petition to allow to change optics on golden weapons, and also promising Medina that he'd give him a tier 3 sub on Twitch if he did so. And to his surprise, Medina actually got back to him with exclamation point, remind me, possibly hinting at that they might be working on this in the future.
Right.
Now, how this worked? No information on that, and could possibly be OP if you put a three. If you can choose to put a 3x ranger on a 301, but on the other hand, it's a gold weapon.
Right. I mean, honestly, I think that's a good call. You know, if you're getting a gold weapon, make it top tier. Like honestly,
the amount of gold weapons that have 1-2s on them is too damn high. Fight me.
Well, even 1x as long as it's HCOG, I'm fine with. It's when you
no, but the 1-2. It's the 1-2.
Oh, you mean the one? Yeah, I hate that one in particular. I hate the 1-2.
Somebody at Respawn adores that sight, and they're the only one.
What?
No, I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, but like, there's a lot of situations where it is far from ideal.
Right. Yeah. And
we want the choice in the end of the day, you know?
Right. And I mean, yeah, there's definitely just better sights out there, particularly, what's the 2x sight with the arrow in the middle?
Bruiser. I love that, but it has the most dog shit reticle.
I like the reticle.
A little X, a little cross. Okay, cool, but you're wrong. But, you know, like, imagine if it just had a little cross, a little X, like all the other sights.
That's my favorite. Reticle in the game.
I don't mind that one.
Or a dot.
I don't know. I think a lot of the dots that they have in the game are just too fucking big. And like the shitty 1x scope that has like the weird crosshair and then the dot in the middle, like if you remove the crosshair from the outside and kept the tiny dot, it would be perfect. But
This is what we're talking about. Like a lot of people have preferences for what kind of sight they like to use on their weapons. So being stuck with one that you're not good with, it doesn't feel good, makes the rest of your game shitty.
Right.
It doesn't matter. The rest of the gun is freaking beautiful with best barrel, whatever attachments need for that. If your sight sucks, you suffer.
Right. And hey, let us know on the Discord what your favorite sight is. We might, maybe we'll do like a ranking thing or something like that. That's an idea for the questions there, Crazy.
That's not a bad thing to tell to Crazy. Yeah, see like what people prefer for sights.
Yeah, what's your favorite sight?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's move into Quick Tip Corner. So the previous quick tip that we told you guys on a couple of episodes ago about stopping a grenade with an item, that has been patched out. Womp, womp, womp.
They really hurt. They really stopped hearing this.
For you guys. I know, right? but we do have some new tips for you. So Benson from the Discord actually says you can change your settings so that you don't get kicked from your box while you're shield swapping. And Exomat, you actually had some thoughts on this, didn't you?
Yeah, well, just... You may or may not have experienced this. I mean, odds are you have if you've been playing for a little bit. But say you're trying to shield swap because you got fried, your shield's gone, you're a little hurt, but there's a beautiful, tasty-looking purple box next to you. You go in to grab a nice full health purple shield, and you get hit by one bullet. Suddenly, you're out of the box, and you die. Not good. So if you turn off the setting that allows you to, that makes you leave a box if you take any damage, you can, take a couple damage to your life and in turn get that full shield and live, you know, fight back and hopefully clutch it.
Right. And this is really good for a lot of people, depending on what you like. Be careful, though, especially if you're on console, because if you're not paying attention, it will get you fucking killed very quickly. So get used to it. Don't go straight into ranked with this change if you're not used to it.
Yeah. True.
As always, when you make a change, make sure to test it out before you go to ranked. Because you might find out it was terrible.
Right. And another tip that we have is that a great way to help your fight awareness is to set up your damage numbers in a way that works for you. Now, this is the numbers that actually appear as you do damage while you're shooting. And there are actually four different options. We have stacking, floating, both, and none. So stacking, it shows the combined number of all recent damage. Floating shows one number for each damage event. Damage is blue while shields are up, and then switches to I believe it's white.
It might be red, actually, but
it might be red. Okay, at least you're not fucking with the goddamn nose this time.
I deleted the floating part before, and that's why I had to do all that BS to get it back.
I know. We actually had to re-record this bit.
that was not my fault.
It wasn't your fault, but it was your fault that I had to read it like six times because you kept fucking with the goddamn notes while I was reading. You piece of shit.
Yeah. It's Kato's fault for us doing this again because he can't not stop recordings.
I don't know what the fuck happened with that. I don't know. Anyway, and both shows a combined number for all damage and floating numbers for each event. And I don't know really why you would pick both. I could see why you would do floating because math is hard.
Didn't you say earlier you use both in your settings? We did a test. I use both. Pretty sure you said you use both.
I think I actually use floating. I might have thought I used both, but looking at these, I'm pretty sure I just use floating. It might default to both, though. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll try stacking or floating, see if anything changes.
Right. Yeah. I know a lot of the higher level players like as little data as possible. I think some actually use none just because it keeps the numbers out of the way of shooting other people and things like that, you know? But yeah, I would say floating is probably the best if you can't do math very well, and stacking is probably the best for if you want the information still, but want the minimum amount of real estate on your screen taken up.
I run stacking. It's not a problem. It's pretty, you know, it says 105 or 13 if you got a mastiff, you know.
Oof.
Feels bad.
7 if you have an Eva.
Oof. Oh my god. Yeah, for real. Although you can do that across the map almost.
I know. Fucking Eva, like, it's weird. Like, if I'm close up, it's like 2, 3, 5. But I'll be like fucking 20 yards out and it's like 55. You know, it's like, what the fuck, dude?
Oh, I have the same issue Eva's with the Mastiff. I can hit people when they're a little farther away than if they're close up.
I don't know. All right. And finally, we have questions from the loot bin. Agent asks, which would you choose, Horizon with a 99, no attachments, or Rampart with a Spitfire and a gold mag? Horizon, 100%, 99.
Rampart with the spitty gold mag because you could wipe a whole squad with one mag. Possibly another squad that's third-partying as well.
Yeah, I like the 99, I like Horizon's abilities. Rampart with a Spitfire, especially with the new changes, not so bad, especially if you learn how to use Rampart to pretty good.
But it's not bad, but if I have a Horizon with my abilities off cooldown in a 99, the movement there, it's
very nice.
It's nice.
Strafing is stupid, bro. It's stupid. Like, indoors on the ceiling, I hate that shit so much.
I will be the first to admit that I would probably do more with the Rampart and the gold mag Spitfire, to be honest with you. But if I was tryharding, you know, and I was having a good day, Yeah, definitely 99 with Horizon.
I got...
And, go ahead.
I was going to say, I got 4 kills, I think, with a gold Spitfire in about a minute, maybe 2 minutes earlier. Where was that on Olympus?
Yeah. I know for me and Rex's games, his go-to gun, no matter what legend he's playing, is a Spitfire. He gets a great amount of kills with it. He says, I'm not a great player. I'm like, really? You got like 5-6 kills right now? I think you're doing fine.
Yeah, seriously. So it was on the ramp. I wasn't playing Rampart, though. I was playing Wraith, maybe. But the ramp going from Turbine to Estates, there's the road above it, the floating road for Tridents, and there's a ramp. I was actually hiding with a team that killed Ben, kind of ratting, and then like 3 teams started fighting there, and I came back out of the storm after hitting a med kit, and I killed 2 people, and then some more people pushed, so I ducked behind, I hit a bat, I killed another squad, and then I got pushed by the 2 people that had healed up with red shields, and you know, I just got melted. 2 R9s, feels man. Bad. Feels real bad.
And we have another question from, I'm going to say, Chris the P? I don't fucking know. Anyway, he asks, fun question for the podcast. If you were put into Apex Games in a real life situation, which character would you want to be and why? I don't know if I want to be any of these, because a lot of these characters are tragic, like, honestly.
Well, the one I'd want to be, and that's just because I'm weird. Well, maybe I'm not weird. I want to be Pathfinder.
You're kind of weird.
I'm an immortal robot, and I have zip lines.
True. He seems pretty happy, too. Like, you know, yeah. Overall, just seems like a pretty happy guy. No depression or anything like that. You know, I'd be down with Pathfinder for sure.
Can you imagine no fall damage and having the grappling hook in real life? Holy right? man, that would actually be so much fun.
You need to go to the store for milk or whatever a robot wants to drink.
Right. I mean, honestly, it wouldn't be too bad to be caustic either, because, yeah, you're a fucking sociopath.
I fucking knew it.
But no, like, think about it, because you're a sociopath, but it's literally the best possible situation for a sociopath to be in. Just fucking murder people, like, that's, you get rewarded for actually murdering people, you know, and you're fucking hyper-intelligent and shit, too. So, like, I'll take it.
I don't know. I think I'm interpreting this as the person is asking us, we're in the Apex games, killing people for our living, like, what character would you want to be? Not like IRL, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you were gonna spend the rest of your days like fighting to the death as they're fighting as simulacrums, right? Please don't kill me, lore people.
We don't actually know.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I wanted to seem like I knew, because I thought everyone else knew. So anyway,
suspension of disbelief.
But I even then, and especially in Apex, one of my favorite things to do is to be either an Octane or a Pathfinder. Just to, anybody with movement abilities is basically who I want to be if I'm playing an Apex game. Because if I'm being shot at and I'm basing on my own actual personality, I want to get out of those bullets as fast as possible.
That's fair.
Yeah, it wouldn't be too bad to be, you know, Loba, because you'd be dummy thick, but, you know.
Her dummy thickness does not block the bullets, though.
Yeah, but that's all the looting.
But that's
Kinder just wants the loot. Kinder wants all of the gold items. He wants to be full Exodia.
I want the looty booty. Oh, man.
Moving on. All right, but yeah, I think it'll be Octane.
Octane, you
shocking.
Would. Shocking.
Well, like, you got awesome robotic legs. Like, you may have a little bit of an addiction problem to some substances, but, you know, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Think about it this way.
Don't do drugs, kids.
You never have to stub your shin or your toes again, because you blew them off with grenades to go faster.
Hey!
That's not sociopathic at all. Hey.
Hey, Lamal. Fucking.
Or is, right, would that just be straight psychopathic? Anyway.
Oh, man. I'm going to start closing things off now.
All right. On that happy note.
Time to pinch it off, boys.
Oh.
All right. So thank you to our latest stream followers. Shadow Shot, spelled with an OE instead of an OW. Activat with an underscore instead of an E. Hella Cooked. I like that one. Adman 2. Die Pickle. Sergeant Moloch, Arcs UK, Simon Simon HDDH.
I need the last one. Kent CUP.
Thank you, because I was definitely about to say Kent Cup.
You're welcome. Love you.
Oh, man. Love you, too.
Well, it could be Kent Teacup.
No. No, it's Kent CUP.
Kent Teacup.
You're wrong.
Oh, man. No subscribers, but we do have some new Discord members. Thank you to Prince Minimal, and I don't know if that's Deem or Deme the Shark. He also left us a review. He says, "This is my jam. 5 stars. Podcast is solid. I enjoy it a lot." That sounded very Pathfinder. "This is my jam. 5 stars. Podcast is solid. I enjoy it a lot." I
hope high five, Pathfinder. Friend.
Right. Oh, man. Once again, thank you all for listening. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dropping Spicy, and you can follow Mash Those Buttons on Twitter at The Mash Network. Catch our live stream every Tuesday night on twitch.tv/mashthosebuttons. Kurabara, go ahead and give us your social medias.
If you want my socials, you can follow me on Twitter at Kurabaras, KURABARAS, and on twitch.tv/Kurabara, Instagram Kurabara_, and you can also catch me, once we bring back the show, on Clay Out of 3, where we talk about Mandalorian, and soon to be talking about the Rebels series, so stay tuned for that. And you can follow us on Twitter on that, at ClanF3Pod.
All right. Matt, why don't you give us your social media?
All right. So, my handle is 3XOMATT or EXOMATT. You can find me on most gaming platforms. Only on PC, but you can find me on Steam, Origin, and various Grindr. Other. You know, you gotta get, sign up for the Patreon to get that info.
Yeah.
But as EXOMATT, and you can find me on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram at 3XOMATT. Stream 4 times a week, Pokemon, Apex, Minecraft, all kinds of stuff. But yeah, it's a blast.
Yeah, we get all busy right. on the streaming.
Oh yeah,
especially this week we got a lot of these games going in. We're gonna be streaming a lot of Apex in this tournament.
Oh yeah, right. So hype.
And you can find me on Twitter, Twitch, Origin, YouTube, Twitter, Grindr, and LinkedIn at Nerfkinder. Please, that's NERFKINDERPLS, and everywhere else pretty much you can find me there because I've changed like all of my public facing names to that. Nice, don't forget to join the Mash Those Buttons community on Discord at mash.gg/discord. That is mash.gg/discord. While you're there, send us your Apex feedback, stories, questions, funny stuff, all that other junk at the Discord itself. And don't forget to share the show with others and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If you want to find us at that link, you can go to droppingspicy.com/Apple Podcasts. But if you want the direct link, the RSS feed, and all of the other shows on the network, best place to do that is mashthosebuttons.com. It's going to be the fastest way to get a hold of our content every week. And if you want to take your support a step further, you can do that by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where we have tiers available for as little as $1 a month and content starting at $5. And finally, we have a Teespring store available at teespring.com/stores/mashthosebuttons. Please stay tuned after the show to hear about the other shows on our network. Purple Samba says boop. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for that spicy. Valuable contribution.
Later, let's get some Apex in.
Boop.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/Discord.